Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Brody Ford. Microsoft is rolling out a new set of tools that uses AI, artificial intelligence, for business workers to do things like sending email and manage records. Brody, the company says it's introducing 10 autonomous agents. So what are they? What do they do?
Totally. So agents, yeah, it's a funny word, and it's a word I think we're going to keep hearing a lot more of. The idea is that when you thought about AI a year or two ago, it was that little prompt box, think like ChatGPT, where you had to ask it questions and ask it to do things. The idea with an agent is that there's certain tasks in all of our days that are pretty repetitive, and you could probably train a computer to do it pretty simply. So Microsoft is pitching it for things like if you're a salesperson, the agent might say, hey, these are 10 folks you might want to reach out to. Or if you are a customer support agent and you fix something, the agent might go automatically update that information on the computer system you use. It's these kind of predictable tasks that we would probably like to not do.
Yeah, but it sure like takes a lot of work off your hands, right?
Oh, absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, if I, I'm a journalist, and if I can, after every single interview, it summarizes, hey, these were the 3 points you should go follow up on. I mean, that's going to save me what? An hour or two a day if it works well.
So how much is this going to cost?
So that's the interesting part. A lot of software companies have struggled a bit to get people to pay for AI. You know, Microsoft's previous generation of AI tools was often a $30 increase per month. For the agents, no one's sure yet what they're charging. Salesforce, for example, is doing it where it's going to be $2 per action. So it's almost like a water bill where you pay for it as much as you use it. It's still somewhat in flux.
Huh. Okay. So obviously, you know, the better it works, the more you want to use it.
Yeah, that's the hope, right? That you only, you know, you're not going to end up paying for that, I don't know, a gym membership you only go to once or twice. You're only going to pay for it as much as you use it. And these companies are hoping that we're going to use it a lot and, you know, end up giving them a lot of money.
Maybe it's because I'm a control freak, but I'm not sure I like the idea of letting an AI agent send out an email on my behalf if I don't, even if I get a chance to look at it first.
Yeah, I think you're making a really important point, because for a long time we heard about concepts like human in the loop, that we wouldn't want, you know, computer systems making certain decisions without us overlooking them. The promise of the agent is that, yeah, there are these things that are, you know, simple and routine enough that we can let it just kind of go do unless otherwise, you know, there's an issue. So I think you are right to be concerned, and a lot of folks have some caution here. I'm sure a lot of IT professionals implementing these will as well. So, I mean, certainly keep your eye out in the coming months for a time when one of these inevitably makes a mistake.
So, you know, Salesforce, you said, is doing sort of the same type of thing, and it just had its Dreamforce conference here in San Francisco. To what extent is it rolling out AI, and in what form?
Yeah, Dreamforce, just a month ago in San Francisco, they actually said they renamed it to AgentForce because they were so excited.
Whoa.
About the new technology. I know. And I mean, their strategy is similar to a lot, that, hey, we have these applications used by millions of people and all this data. If we layer AI on top of it, we can make things work much smoother if it works right, and also obviously increase our revenue. And so Salesforce kind of was the first huge company to really be ringing the bell about agents, you know, but at the end of the day, theirs are also just launching. And so it's a fairly nascent field. It's a ball that's flying in the air that, you know, probably 30 companies around the Bay Area are chasing after right now.
You said something interesting about if it works right, and I wonder to what extent is our tolerance for error?
It's a great question. I mean, I just read a story the other day about how a certain AI system was wrong 1% of the time, but right, for some use cases, 1% is not an acceptable amount of error. And that's a question that companies are really trying to figure out of, you know, what are the tasks that are, you know, if a system recommends me reach out to a couple sales leads and they're kind of duds, that's an acceptable amount of error. As you said, you don't want someone receiving an automated email from you that says something crazy that you didn't write. And so I'm sure it will vary by task quite a bit.
That is Bloomberg's Brody Ford. Thanks so much. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.